Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As the morning show that continues to cover Cleveland, we love that Dr. Amy Edwards joins us every Thursday. She's an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow.
So, Dr. Edwards, we keep hearing about this expected spike in cases. What exactly does that mean?
Well, what it actually means epidemiologically is that you see a rapid, sudden increase in your number of cases. We call that a spike in cases. I actually disagree with that. I think it's going to be much more kind of a gradual increase. It'll probably take about 6 weeks before we really know.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Edwards, we were expecting an announcement just a few days ago about daycares and protocol with daycares, but we heard nothing about it. Why do you think that is?
I think it happened because we started reporting cases of this pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome.
And what exactly is that syndrome?
So basically what it is exactly what it sounds. Multiple systems in the body become inflamed. So we see them coming in with high fever, abdominal pain, diarrhea. The heart can sometimes be inflamed, the kidney. So it really can affect all different systems. We think it's related to coronavirus. Basically, epidemiologically, we never used to see this before. Most of the kids who are coming in are antibody positive, indicating that they have had the coronavirus infection, and now they have this post-infectious inflammatory problem.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. And Dr. Edwards, why have we heard nothing about gyms opening?
In listening to the lieutenant governor, I think it's because they want to open everything at once. Because he wasn't just talking about opening up gym space. He was talking about allowing people to have personal trainers and all that different stuff. So while you can envision a world where you can very easily use machines on your own with everybody doing good cleaning, I think because they're wanting to open the whole process up at once, that's a little more complicated.
We're getting close to summertime. What about pools? Are we going to be allowed to go swimming?
I wouldn't think the coronavirus could survive in chlorinated water, so in pool water. The bigger question is, what about the dressing rooms and the changing rooms and the toilets and all that sort of stuff, more than I think the pool itself? Although if you think of, you know, a bunch of young kids in a pool and the little boys wrestle and the girls share toys. And so, I mean, I guess you could see a world in which it would spread a little bit, but I would think an outdoor pool would be one of the safest environments because you've got the sun and you've got the chlorine.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joining the show. So with warm weather on the way, and we've seen this in warm weather climates in the states in the southern part of the country, does that mean that coronavirus cases will decrease?
Pretty much all viruses can be killed by UV light and hot sun. But the problem with this virus is actually how contagious it is. And so even if the sun and humidity slow it down, it's not going to stop it.
And you're going into work every day at UH. How is it there at the hospital?
We're doing okay. I will say our numbers have gone up. We're definitely more full than we have been in recent weeks. But I hope that turns out to be a blip and not a trend.